With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Huron Tiger basketball was home and away last night with Watertown. Huron girls on the road. Huron boys at home at the arena. Watertown came out with the win on both sides of it. In the girls' game up in Watertown, low-scoring game. Neither team could get much going on offense, but Watertown hit a couple of key three-point shots in the fourth quarter to get a little separation. They went on to a 33-27 win over Huron. The game featured a delay of about 10 minutes midway through the fourth quarter when the scoreboard malfunctioned. And after that, Watertown held on for the victory. I think it was a three-point game at the time. Huron was led by Hampton Hines with 13 points. Lizzie Heinen had 11 rebounds, but Huron shot under 20% from the field. Huron girls dropped to 7-11 on the season. In the boys' game, Watertown raced out to an early lead, and while Huron did make a run to begin the second half, Watertown took control again after that and defeats Huron 67-56. Sophomore Blake Elwine poured in 32 points to lead Huron. C.J. Gainey added 10. Huron boys now 11-7 on the season. The rest of the scores from last night in girls basketball, Class A and Class B wrapping up the regular season last night for girls. Wessington Springs outlasted James Valley Christian 50-45. North Central 45, Sunshine Bible 29. Redfield defeated Teopsa Zena 59-29. Double A scores last night, Washington defeated Roosevelt 54-25. Brandon Valley 49, Spearfish 37. Harrisburg rolled over Douglas 57-28. Mitchell got a three-point shot with 3 seconds left and nipped Pier 49-48. And Brookings defeated Aberdeen 48-38. Boys basketball scores last night in the area. Wessington Springs rolled over James Valley Christian 66-46. For Wessington Springs, Parker Graff, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Brock Kruger, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Ryder Mahalik, 16 points. Colby Flowers added 11. DeSmit rolled over Oldham Ramona Rutland, 70-34. North Central, 50. Sunshine Bible, 31. Teopsa Zena, 76. Redfield, 33. Washington edged Roosevelt, 56-52. Mitchell thumped Pier 74-50, Harrisburg 74, Douglas 38, Aberdeen 56, Brookings 50, Brandon Valley rolled over Spearfish 69-42. College basketball scores out of the Northern Sun. Women's Sioux Falls defeated Bemidji 77-72. Augustana 103, Crookston 71. Northern defeated Winona 61-47. On the men's side, Bemidji defeated Sioux Falls 76-69. Augustana 93, Crookston 73. Winona edged Northern 80-79. That's the rundown of scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. Wrestling region tournaments going on in both Class A and Class B. There was one Class A region that was held last night in Brandon Region 2. Brandon Valley won the team title there. Everybody else, including the Huron Tigers, going to Region 3 in Pier, happening today. Boys basketball, it's the Warner Classic today. James Valley Christian plays Sully Buttes. Hitchcock Tulare gets Waverly South Shore. Woolsey Wessington plays Lower Brule. Again, all those games in Warner for a classic today. Looking ahead to next week, the region matchups are set for girls basketball in both Class A and Class B. Looking at some area matchups, Region 2B, James Valley Christian will play Woolsey Wessington. James Valley, the number 2 seed. Woolsey Wessington, the 7 seed. On the same side of that bracket, Dubrook, the 3 seed, plays number 6 seed DeSmit. Other side of the bracket, number 4 seed Castlewood plays number 5 seed Iroquois Lake Preston. Region 1B, number 4 seed Britton Hecla plays number 5 Hitchcock Tulare. Region 5B, Wessington Springs has the top seed. They will play the winner of the play-in game, number 8 Gregory and number 9 Colombe. Region 6B on Monday, number 8 seed Ipswich plays number 9 seed Sunshine Bible. Winner then goes to play top seeded Lyman. Number 2 seed Falkton plays number 7 seed Highmore Herald. Moving to Class A, Region 1, number 7 seed Redfield plays number 2 seed Roncalli. Region 5A, number 6 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket plays number 3 Hanson. And Region 6A, number 7 seed Stanley County plays number 2 seed Miller. I believe all those regions start Monday and Tuesday next week. Earlier this week, Scott DeBoer was named the new activities director for the Huron School District. He will replace Terry Rodert, who is retiring at the end of the school year. DeBoer is a 2006 Huron High School graduate. He has been assistant principal at Watertown High School the past 3 years. He's also taught and coached at Brookings and Pier, as well as Watertown. DeBoer says there was more to the decision than just the chance to come home.
There's a whole mixed bag of things that went into the decision, and obviously was one that took a lot of deliberation. We like our situation here in Watertown, but it's a chance to get back into the athletics and some of the competitiveness piece of that. Certainly the facilities and the growth of the district and the leadership in the district are all attractive pieces of that decision for me and moving back to Huron. And obviously, I'm well aware of the community pride and kind of what goes into being a Huron Tiger, so that certainly factored in. But it's a whole host of factors that contributed to that decision for our family.
DeBoer says there are a few familiar faces still here. Boys basketball coach Tim Budnagan was Scott's head coach in high school. Girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman was a teammate on those teams back in the mid-2000s. But he says there's more new ones than familiar ones.
Yeah, I think it'll be kind of a fun balance to walk into. The district, obviously, and the community has changed a lot in the 15 to 20 years that I've been gone. But again, I've been in and around the ESD in South Dakota. And so one of the things that I know and have seen kind of play out is bind between the community and the school district has really never wavered. And that's one of the things that I always appreciated about growing up in Huron is how close that the community and the school reflected each other. And it's one of the things that I think creates an exciting opportunity to come back to.
DeBoer will begin the new job on July 1st. Reminder from Tiger War Booster Club, postseason potluck for Huron Tiger Gymnastics is set for this Tuesday, February 20th, High School Commons. We'll get underway at 6 o'clock. Everyone is welcome to attend. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk wrestling with Huron Tiger coaches Drew Strand and Matt Goth, and also basketball with head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budnagan. That is our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture, and Rich, let's talk President's Day. You've got a great President's Day sale going on right now here in Huron.
Up to 60% off list prices throughout the store. We've got some amazing door busters, reclining sofa for $6.98 with a free recliner. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for $12.94. Amazing mattress specials up to $800 off of Stearns & Foster, $500 off of Tempur-Pedic and Sealy. Lazy Boy recliners starting at $397, dining room sets, bedroom sets, you name it. Again, 60% off. We've got no interest for 36 months. And again, as we always say, no interest financing can be combined with the sale price. You don't have to choose either or. You can do that extended financing and get the sale prices and get the doorbuster special. We now carry purple here at Slumberland as well. So swing on in. We've got amazing doorbusters, amazing specials throughout the store here at Slumberland.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up here, Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk wrestling. Here on Tiger Girls, head coach Drew Strand. Girls ended up qualifying three for next week's state wrestling tournament. And, coach, first off, just go down the list. You had three get in, and one just about got in. Another one would have got in as she not got hurt, but we'll get to all that. But first off, just run down the three girls that did qualify at state.
I'm at 100 pounds with Nah. She's put in a lot of work this season, and finally it's paid off. She's been wrestling for a couple of years, so it's nice to see her get in. And then our other senior at 138 pounds is Kaylee Bowden, and, you know, it's awesome for her. She's actually been the one all season that's been working her tail off and had a goal to make it to state, and hopefully she can bring home some hardware is her goal. So awesome to see her in there. And then our freshman, Shay Lee, who made it also last year. So this will be her second year going there, and she made it at 107, and hopefully she can find the podium. I know she was one round short last year. So all three of these girls, give them a lot of credit for putting in the work and being able to make it through the seeding points to get in there.
You know, and when you look at it, two of the three are seniors, so good for them. Natu Yee and Kaylee Bowden, both seniors. So obviously when it's your last year, you want to make it to the big event.
Yep, I mean, I know a lot of them are super excited, and that's kind of their goal, especially girls when they first come out. They don't really understand what their goal is or anything, but these girls have been wrestling for a couple of years, and they understand the fact, and I think it's an accomplishment when you get your name put up on the wrestling wall for a placing at state. So I think a lot of the girls now, once we wrestle in there and they see those types of things, that's kind of their mindset and their goal. So just getting there is an accomplishment for these girls, and how it's changed and how it's come along. So very proud of the girls that have made it this season.
And we were so close to getting a fourth. Paulo Fernandez, a 185, was basically in a three-way tie and lost the tiebreaker for a last spot.
Yep. Unfortunately, with how we do it right now, it's just the seeding criteria. They get points, and we ended up in a three-way tie for the 16 seed. And we ended up going through the criteria things and ended up at the bottom based off a winning percentage. So, you know, just a huge thing, just to continue to figure out ways and find ways to get more of our girls in. I know our girls are super excited to wrestle. So as the program continues to grow, hopefully we have more situations where, you know, we have more girls and opportunities to get in. And unfortunately, we just couldn't get there with Paola in her first year.
Okay, and with that, let's go through this process. It's a criteria thing. Was it just come off stats, off track wrestling? Where do these numbers come from where you figure out who qualifies?
So, yeah, they all put it into track wrestling, and then it just spits them out, and they have criteria stuff for what awards them for seeding points for making it into state. And so they just get points for whatever things they have in their criteria, such as made it to state or things like that, beat a returning placer from state, records, things like that. And so then it just calculates the top 15 based on points and compares all the girls, and then that comes up with our top 16 that'll make it to state. And then once we get in there, then they will re-seed all them. So the first thing that we get is just tells us who are the 16 that make it, and then once they have that, then they'll come out on Saturday now with the actual seating for the brackets for the girls.
So I guess first things first, this kind of reminds me a little bit of college football with computers deciding who should play for a national championship. And I'm sure the best case scenario, have some regional tournaments of some sort and have it decided on the mat instead of on a computer. Obviously, the computer's taking what you did on the mat, but how about a day just for getting to the state tournament?
Yep, I think, you know, eventually I'm hoping that that's what we get to, whether we have to do it a little differently than the boys until our numbers grow, but I don't think anyone would have thought about the numbers that we have for girls wrestling just going into this year. It's been phenomenal, and the numbers growing and increasing. So change is good, and it's been awesome that we've had this many girls. So we're obviously, hopefully the state will turn around and kind of relook at how we do things and possibly look at going into a region. I know it's super tough just because of where all the girls are from, and you've got to try to look at where the numbers are at. But, you know, I think as the sport continues to grow, there's going to be a lot of change with girls wrestling, and until we get to the numbers that the boys have. You know, it'll continuously to evolve and change, and I hope that we just got to be willing to evolve and change with it as well.
You know, we're far enough into it now, and we probably saw a little more of it last year than this year, but we're getting to the point now where we're losing girls because they graduate. You know, that last year we had a very good, solid nucleus of senior girls. Now this year, two of our three state tournament qualifiers, again, are seniors. So, you know, we've been doing this long enough now where you're starting to cycle through, and I know your goal is, you know, ending your first year as the official head coach, even though you're kind of that the last couple of years anyway. You're looking to increase numbers anywhere you can.
Yep, just continuing to grow to fill. You know, it's really cool when you go see these other teams and you see teams like Watertown and Pierre, and they have full squads coming at you, which is really awesome for the sport. So that's kind of just our goal, is to try to fill our whole team. And I know this year we had two seniors make it, but we do have a lot of freshmen that unfortunately didn't make it, but they put in a whole season of work, and hopefully they found some love in the sport and want to continue it on next year. And a lot of them will be sophomores next year. So, you know, I think we could be looking at, you know, kind of refilling these seniors that made it and that we'll lose after this year. And hopefully we just continue to build on that. And I know our middle school room, there's a few girls in there that, you know, that could have bounced up, but they got a lot of experience down there for another year being a first-year wrestler or second-year wrestler down there. So hopefully we can just continue to build it and grow and keep on pumping up our numbers and find more girls at the state tournament every year.
And finally, look ahead to next weekend. Those three girls in, I'm sure the goal is simple, or a couple goals really, take it in steps, win a match, and then bring home a medal.
Yep, I mean, we always tell them when we go in there, you know, you got to win two before you lose two, and then you'll find your way on the podium. And then after that, it's kind of just let loose, you know. But it's huge to get that first win in any situation at the state tournament, just to kind of get those nerves settled. And everybody goes in, and they're all nervous, but they all want to do the same thing. So hopefully our girls can just go out there and really find a way to win the first two and find themselves on the podium and bring home some hardware for the girls' wrestling team.
Drew Stand, head coach here on Tiger Girls Wrestling. Girls are off this weekend with three wrestlers ready to go for the state wrestling tournament, which begins next Thursday in Sioux Falls. The boys, they'll see who they qualify. They're headed to Pierre this morning, and they will wrestle in Region 3 coming up here a little bit later on today. We'll talk to head coach Matt Goth next on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We stay in wrestling mode as we talk now with Huron Tiger boys wrestling coach Matt Goth in Pierre for the regions today. And coach, I know it's cliche, but first things first, seems like you just rolled things out at the Watertown Duels there in early December. Here you are in regions, chance to get to the state. And as I said, cliche, but seasons sure seem to go by fast.
Yeah, wrestling season is a long one, but especially after Christmas, it seems to roll pretty quick and you get through it, and before you know it, it's the end of the season and ready to roll for postseason.
Now it is Region 3. You're out in Pierre today, and first things first, going to be filling all 14 weights, and I was just thinking back, I'm not sure we've always been able to do that the past couple of years.
I think we did last year, but we've had a couple of years in there where we didn't have a full lineup, so it's nice to have a full lineup rolling into regions, and
hopefully we can take advantage of this and get quite a few guys through.
You know, and looking at the matchups, I think you said you really didn't see any surprises, at least from the Huron Tigers standpoint. I think you said 8 out of 14 are at least top 5, and we have 5 that are seated top 4.
Correct, yeah, we have quite a few. I'll just go down the list. Right now we have Carter Nelson at 106, and he's sitting 5th. His first-round match should be against the Pierre kid that he has beaten, so... That should be a good matchup, a pretty decent draw for him. 113, Ryder could be the 6th seed, so he's got a little bit of work cut out for him to make it, but it's definitely doable. At 120, Creighton, he's 6th seed as well. He'll be wrestling the 3 seed who he is 1-1 with this year, so that's a decent draw for him. Don't hate that one. At 126, we got Brady Meyer. He's the 5th seed. At 132, Aiden Zavetsky, he's the 4th seed. 138, Lotto So, he's the 4th seed as well. 144, we're going to be drawn into the bracket. So hopefully we get drawn in with Keegan Lean in a place where we can get some wins. 150, Moses Gross would be the 1 seed. 157, TJ Lean will be the 4th seed. 165, Lucas Shaparo will be drawn into the bracket. 175, we're the 5 seed with Shar. He left the close match with the 4 seed, so it should be ready to go the first round, and hopefully we can get a big win early. At 190, we're the 5 seed as well. We got another Mitchell kid with Damo, so hopefully we can get a win. They both wrestled close with those guys, so hopefully we can close the gap a little bit more. 215, Brian Ramirez is the 3 seed, and at heavyweight, Sirwa is the 5 seed.
You know, and as I listen to that, you know, a lot of seeds there, as we said, top 5, but on the other hand, a lot of 4 and 5s, and that means you're, you know, from a seeding standpoint, you're right on the brink, and, you know, somebody's going to have to come up with a big win at some point today in order to make it to the state tournament.
Yep, when you get drawn in on the 4 or 5, you got to be ready to roll that first round and set yourself up for the back half of the day to hopefully have an easier matchup for yourself. Even if you don't get the big win early, hopefully you got a 3 seed where you can pick up a win. And our guys have been wrestling pretty well the last couple of days in the room, so we're excited to see how they'll do. They've been competing well against each other, but like we said, we haven't wrestled since the beginning of February, so we'll see how those 2 weeks play out for us.
You know, and you just took my next question there. It's been 2 weeks, 2 days since you wrestled. Of course, it was just kind of a quirk in the schedule when we lost our invitational due to the dual tournament being moved to that weekend. How'd you approach that then? I suppose you just do some wrestling room competition, but kind of hard to keep things fresh after a while.
Yeah, so we switched practice up a little bit. We did some new things that we haven't really done the last few years and played some games with the guys. So hopefully we kept it light in here and made it fun for them so they're ready to roll today.
You know, and bottom line is Region 3, it just seems like there's always one or two classes or one or two weights where, you know what, we got a good shot just because it's a little down across the region. Another weight, you know, you just got 6-7 solid guys. You're going to have your work for cut out for you to get in. And I assume that it's kind of that way again this year.
Yeah, the region filled out a little bit more since we had it in last year. So there's no weight classes with under 6 this year. Most of them have 7 or 8, so it's nice to see our region kind of making a comeback with numbers, and hopefully we can continue on the rise. Aberdeen Central is a good team this year. Pierre's a good team, and then you got Milbank, us, Mitchell and Chamberlain, all about the same. We have some good guys and some guys that are in the 4 or 5, so we're going to be battling for points there.
And realistically, again, I talked about a cliche at the beginning. We'll talk a cliche here, too. At the end of the day, you just need to win 2 before you lose 2, and you're in the state, but sometimes it isn't always that easy.
Yep, you just got to be able to be ready to wrestle every time you step on the mat. Everybody's 0-0 in the postseason, so doesn't matter what you've done all year. Now you just got to go prove it and wrestle hard and wrestle to your ability.
And just overall, wrap it up with this. As I mentioned, you started at the Watertown Duels. Been a, you know, we've had some busy weeks. You've had some time off, too. Bottom line is, kids just have to realize you're ready now. You can't let the bright lights get too much to you, but you do know, too, it's now or never for this season.
Yep, we've been preaching to the guys. Just enjoy the moment. It's been a long season. They've worked hard all season for the opportunity to go wrestle these next 2 weeks, so they got to get their mindset ready and just go compete and have fun these last couple weeks of the season.
Matt Goth, head coach here on Tiger Wrestling Regions today, out in Pierre, and need to finish in the top four in the region in order to advance to next weekend's state wrestling tournament. We'll be back. More to come. Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back, Dakota Sports Saturday. We go to Tiger Girls Basketball now. Huron dropped to 7-11 last night. A tough, hard-fought, tough scoring night, 33-27. Watertown defeats Huron. And talked to Coach Cody Kaufman after the game about that. And, yeah, it was a bit of a frustrating game. Of course, great defense. But it was really going that way for both teams. Neither team could really get anything going on offense much the whole night. But, Coach, you give Watertown credit. They made a couple of threes in the fourth quarter when we were still struggling. That gave them the separation, and they were able to go on to the victory from there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, credit to our girls, because I told them in the locker room after the game, you know, that's why you load your defense up on the bus and you take it with you when you go, you know, because you never know, you know, the silly game of basketball is you can light the nets on fire one night, and then the next night, you know, it just doesn't bounce in for you. So they, you know, we just didn't make enough shots. You know, I think some of that has to do with tired legs. You know, you need your legs and you need to be fresh, and we played, so that's, you know, a big difference, you know, as far as legs, and all of our shots were long. You could see that we were kind of, you know, pressing a little bit as far as shooting, you know, trying to overextend ourselves because we knew we were a little bit tired. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Watertown hit a couple of big shots late, was kind of the difference. But I told the girls before the game, right, when we're on the road, you know, we got to bring toughness, and then we did that on the defensive end. You know, I thought a couple calls late in the fourth quarter went against us. But, again, we're on the road. That's what's, you know, that's what happens sometimes when you're on the road. So our effort was there. You know, I thought we stuck together really well. Didn't get down on ourselves for shooting, you know, whatever, 9 of 51 or somewhere around there in the field. So, we battled. We played hard. We just get enough shots to fall.
You know, and I think that's the difference from Aberdeen last week. You know, the girls stayed focused. I mean, we were doing what we needed to do. Obviously, when you hold a team to 33 points, you usually expect to win. So, defensively, and sometimes there's just a lid on that basket, that's going to happen. But, you know, just keep pressing at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, again, it's like you said, the difference between against Aberdeen last week was, is, you know, we stuck together. We kept playing hard, and we didn't get frustrated with ourselves or with our teammates when we missed shots. So, again, after on second night of a back-to-back, I thought our effort was really good. I thought our execution was really good. Again, sometimes it boils down to something as simple as just you got to make baskets, right? And you got to score more than them, and we didn't do that. Get a couple days off here and get ready to go on Monday, and you know, we got number one O'Gorman coming to town on Tuesday.
Yeah, speaking of scoring 30 points, O'Gorman comes in undefeated, and boy, they really hanging their hat on defense for a while. We didn't think anybody was going to score over 30 on them. They went about half the season before somebody finally did. What are they doing defensively?
Yeah, you know, if you look at them, you know, they're high pressure, you know, full court pressure. I've had two or three coaches tell me that they struggled to get it across the volleyball line on their court. So, we're going to have to be ready for their pressure. And then, you know, they've got two or three college basketball players that just, you know, understand the game and know how to score the basketball. So the number one key everybody tells me is you got to going to have to figure out how to handle their pressure and break their pressure. And then you got to keep their guards from scoring at will, you know, and obviously can't keep giving up layups after layup off the pressure. But then in the half court, you got to be able to contain their guard. So, you know, again, we have our hands full. We know that, but so has everybody else that's played them. We'll go back and study some film and see if we can't put something up to see if we can compete with them.
You know, and as we sit here now, two doubleheaders left at home with O'Gorman, then at Brandon Valley next week, then on to the Sodak. And I guess at this point we just look at, I would say after the loss tonight, it's very likely we will be on the road. Now just try to get the best matchup possible. And you know what? At the end of the day, we want to be a team that whoever we go to, they're going to say, you know what, that's a tough team to come in here.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, I think that'll, you know, that's got to be our goal, is finishing strong next week. But I think, you know, by all means, we'll be on the, you know, in the back of someone's mind come Sodak 16. You know, it's looking like, you know, it's, there's so much still left to be played, but, you know, I mean, looking like maybe a Harrisburg or a Jefferson. You know, Harrisburg, we played to a 4-point game at Harrisburg the first time. Obviously, we beat, you know, Sioux Falls Jefferson. So, you know, if it's Peer, if it's Mitchell, or whoever it is, you know, we've proven that we can play with the best team in the state. We just, you know, and we can do it again. And, again, you know, as the season goes on, the pressure goes up, especially for those top teams. So, you know, we catch them on a night where they shot the basketball like we did, you know, 20% from the field. Anything's possible. So we got a big week ahead of us as far as just keeping step forward, staying together, playing hard. And then, you know, we have a week of getting ready for Sodak 16.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. The Tigers, a tough loss last night, 33-27. Both teams struggling to score the basketball. Senior night coming up Tuesday, hosting O'Gorman. That wraps up the home schedule for the regular season. Then wrap up the regular season on the road at Brandon Valley on Thursday. Still more to come. We'll talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Similar result with Watertown beating Huron at the arena last night with the boys. That's next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And, Rich, let's talk President's Day. You've got a great President's Day sale going on right now here in Huron.
Up to 60% off list prices throughout the store. We've got some amazing doorbusters. Reclining sofa for $6.98 with a free recliner. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for $12.94. Amazing mattress specials up to $800 off of Stearns & Foster. $500 off of Tempur-Pedic and Sealy. Lazy Boy recliners starting at $397. Dining room sets, bedroom sets, you name it. Again, 60% off. We've got no interest for 36 months. And again, as we always say, no interest financing can be combined with the sale price. You don't have to choose either or. You can do that extended financing and get the sale prices and get the doorbuster special. We now carry purple here at Slumberland as well. So swing on in. We've got amazing doorbusters, amazing specials throughout the store here at Slumberland.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Head coach Tim Budnagan and his comments after the game last night. Tigers falling to Watertown 67-56. Tigers trailed much of the ball game after an early spurt to start things off. Huron trailed by 8 at halftime, then an 11-3 run allowed them to tie the game before Watertown took control from there and went on to the victory. Blake Elwine, 32 points, C.J. Gainey, 10, led the Tigers last night. But Coach Budnagan, after the game, talked about that start to the third quarter. You felt like you had the momentum, things were going your way, and then after it was tied, well, Watertown just took control, and looks like that was that.
Yeah, it did. And it was unforced turnovers as well, and that really hurt us. We had three of those, and we only scored 9 points in the third quarter. So we must, or in the second quarter, which really hurt us. Like you said, we came out of halftime. I thought we made good adjustments. Our guys were on point, on cue, and then all of a sudden, you know, we let four get loose a couple times. He worked us the middle lane. We give him penetration middle of the lane. Then all of a sudden they find people, and we just can't do that. And then we just didn't have enough offense from other guys. I mean, they were kind of tentative. I know Blake needs the ball, but we just somebody else has got to, okay, they're hanging in there. We got to rip and get to the rim, and I just didn't think we did that very well. We just didn't believe in our skill set, and we got to do that. Fortunately, this doesn't, you know, it doesn't knock us out of the DAC 16. We're not going home. We got to bottle up this feeling and then progress from here.
And as we said, Blake Elwine, 32 points, C.J. Gainey with 10. Blake got himself to the free throw line, too, 12 of 15 from the line. C.J. Gainey, you know, he was kind of the second option. That was the problem. Nobody else kind of stepped up into that role for Gainey. You know, his game is much defense as it is offense. When a big play was needed, it seemed like he was there to make it. But again, a few other guys had to step up, but great job by CJ.
Yeah, and unfortunately got in foul trouble the first half. I mean, he got two or three quick fouls. We had to pull him, as we're rolling a little bit. Now he gets number two right away in the first quarter with about 2 or 3 minutes to go. We thought the first one was on Colton McNeil, but they called it on CJ. And then all of a sudden, that kind of hurts us a little bit because he can cover so much court. And he's got the potential to hit shots and be disruptive on defense. So that kind of hurt us a little bit, getting in foul trouble down the stretch. You know, Gav gets five. So we just got to be better. I mean, I got to coach them better during the week. We just got to be better come tournament time and be ready to roll.
Did feel your full court pressure was really doing the job. Unfortunately, didn't always seem like we were getting rewarded for the effort.
You know, we had a couple 25 seconds. They said they weren't going to call 10 seconds until it got to 24. I guess that's a new rule, but we got to go with what they say. I just thought that we caused some havoc, you know, in the backcourt. I think we caused a couple of times where it was a 10-second count. Didn't get rewarded. I thought we didn't get rewarded a couple times on defense where we were right there. And then, when the shot goes up, we just got to rebound the darn thing, and we just didn't do that.
And while those inconsistencies you felt you're getting on the calls were definitely frustrating and maybe took away what we were trying to do, bottom line was it seemed like it was even. They were calling both ways. Bottom line is you have to adjust and you just have to play ball.
Yeah, both of us were. And we let the frustration get to us, and they did a better job, I think, of curtailing their emotions. We got to do a better job of that and not blame people but blame ourselves. You know, the referees didn't turn the ball over. The referees didn't miss box outs, and the referees didn't miss defense assignments. And the number one thing we said, we can't let them get going from the three, and number four hits like three or four of them in the first half, and that just killed us. We let him get 18, I think they had 30. And we got to be able to guard a guy like that. I thought we did a better job in the second half.
So last week of the season coming up, senior night Tuesday at home with O'Gorman, then Thursday at Brandon Valley, both doubleheaders, and nothing's going to be easy next week.
Two really good teams, but when we get to the DAC 16, we're going to play a really good team, so we got to make sure that we're ready to go. And like we said, you know, we got to have laser-like focus. I didn't think we had that laser-like focus. I don't think we believed in ourselves. A couple of us just got caught with that deer in the headlight syndrome and getting the ball over my head and looking to make a pass instead of making a play, and we got to start making plays.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Tigers fall to Watertown last night and drop to 11-7 on the season. Wrap it up next week, as we just said, home against O'Gorman on Tuesday. And that will be senior night for the Tigers, 5:40 with the pregame, girls followed by the boys, and then Thursday at Brandon Valley. And then we find out probably not till next Saturday for sure who the SODAC matchups will be, but we're 2 weeks away for the girls, less than 2 weeks away from the SODAC and the postseason. That'll wrap it up for Dakota Sports Saturday. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the top five countdown from the dusty old rodeo trail. Here's your host, Monty James.
So I was out with friends at the Buffalo Bill Ranch Expo in North Platte, Nebraska, where everything is named Buffalo Bill something or other, including the famous Buffalo Bill Pro Rodeo, right? So one of the younger members of our crew blurted out, why would they name all this stuff after a serial killer in a movie referring to Silence of the Lambs any minute? At first, we all started laughing in disbelief, only to find out several members of our party thought the same. Day two of the farm show, we did a TikTok survey with about 40% of those interviewed being totally clueless too. Watch the hilarious results at Territorial Rodeo Update on Facebook. The real Buffalo Bill is rolling over in his grave. Tip of the hat to all the new customers nationwide from DiscountWesternWear.com, a division of Young's Western Wear, Valentine, Nebraska. The Weber Ranch family, owners of Young's, appreciate your business and work hard to provide quality products at an affordable price. Don't let the name fool you. This is top-of-the-line products from Arion, Justin, Carhartt, Tony Lama, Wrangler, Twisted X, Circle Wide, Cactus Saddlery, plus many, many more. All at super affordable pricing, hence the name.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at LegendaryDiscountWesternWear.com.
Harkin now as we present the top five in each event post-stock show. Big D, lock it down, and let's get it on. You watch it. In the Bears, Colorado's Keenan Hayes back on top. Texan Brad Miller shotgun. Coop Cook of Idaho three ski. Nebraskan Garrett Shadbolt fourth. Taylor Broussard of Louisiana kicking back fifth. Bulldog and Will Loomis of Old Miss as BDOC. Oregonian Dalton Massey and Kansanite Tanner Bruner 2 and 3. Tyler Pearson of Oklahoma and Texan Justin Schaefer night fight for 4 and 5. Come on now.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, team rope and headers. Oki Clay Smith ups. Then Eggman Terrio Hollandway. Texan and Colby Payne is high in the heels. Then Profili, Lord McKnight, and Curry. There you go.
Ah, there you go.
Saddle Bronxters, Flying Right, Bros, Statler, and Ryder, 1 and 4. Texan Wyatt, Casper, number 2. Wyoming's Brody Crest, Trey, Texan Parker Fleet, Debir 5, and the Cad Gang.
You are on the radio.
That's the radio.
This is the radio.
That's a DJ.
No, I better.
TDR, Tie Down Rope, and Bad Chad Mayfield of New Mex, King of the Hill. Then Brushton Mitten, Chance Tyson, Heaven Megan, and Johnny Douch. Boom! Barrel Racing, Can Chase and Sarah Winkleman of Big Lake, Minnesota is a lady. Then it's all Texas, Haley Kinsel, Abby Phillips, Ashley Castleberry, and Sissy Wynn spin 2 through 5, respectively. Bull riding, man's game, brother. Hit a big D, brother. Texan Cody Teal overtakes Creek Young of Missouri. Cajun Jace Trosslair, 3 card. Floridian Clay Sellers and Mason Moody of South Dakota, neck and neck for 4 and 5. Wrap this show. I'm out. Much love to DiscountWesternWear.com, Sioux Steel Company, and Purple Wave Auction. For producer Big D Derek Beck and the Air Force at this Tower of Power, Money James for America's Top 5 Countdown. In these days of consolidation, conglomerations, and giant corporate-owned dealerships, it's nice to see farm and ranch family-owned Premier Equipment expanding. See their impressive New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com or visit their hometown locations in Eureka, Battle, Huron, Mowbridge, Isabel, and now Sturgis. Bill Linscove started this outfit in 1951, and now 4 generations later, they are still going strong and getting stronger. Parts counter is open, and the coffee is always on at the 6 Premier Equipment New Holland locations at PremierEQSD.com.
It is about that time to check in with Reg Kleinsasser from the Real Estate Connection. The Real Estate Connection is located on Dakota Avenue South in Huron. You can call the office by calling 605-352-1300. You can get a hold of Reg directly by text or by call, whatever you prefer, 605-350-2223. You can check out realestatehuron.com, see some of the properties they have for sale there. You'll also see at realestatehuron.com, the multiple list service listings, because they're a member of the multiple list service, and this helps you a bunch of ways. One, if you're selling your home, first of all, they'll come out and do a competitive market analysis and take a look at it, compare it to other places, give you kind of a starting off price range there if you're looking to sell. But when you do that, it'll go out on the multiple list service. Plus, you see a for sale sign, doesn't matter who's on that sign. You can give Reg a call. Reg can help you buy that. As long as it's not an agency exclusive, they're pretty few and far between. Get a hold of Reg. He'll explain everything at the Real Estate Connection. And remember, realestatehuron.com. If you got a question about a specific property, if you got just a general real estate question, get a hold of Reg. He loves answering questions. 605-350-2223. Hey, don't forget, talk to your banker. This is a pretty big investment here, huh? You're going to want to check in with your bank, tell them your plans. They'll crunch some numbers. They will even produce for you a nice little letter. Says, yes, we are ready to loan this person money towards a property, a business, a chunk of land. What are you looking for? Get on realestatehuron.com or get a hold of Reg Kleinsasser over there at the Real Estate Connection. And we'll bring on Reg. Reg, how you doing today, man?
We're doing good, Matt.
So we were talking last week, some places coming on, going quick. It's getting to be that time of year, starting to warm up. The rates are starting to cool off. Everything's kind of coming together for a busy spring.
That's sure. I like to call it prime time. Getting into this time of year when the weather's getting nicer. I just looked at the forecast, and we got some 40s coming for next week. So we're getting right on the edge of prime time here when things typically start to kind of break loose, and we've kind of seen that already a little bit. After the first of the year, things kind of really picked up, actually. A few more listings kind of started coming on, but they went really quick. I think that's probably a sign of things to come here when we get, you know, into the March, April, May time period. I think we're going to see quite a bit of activity this spring in Huron.
You know, we talk a lot about selling your homes, Reg, and I think I brought this up either last week or the week before, but if you're looking to buy and you can't find what you're looking for, they could just get a hold of you and say, look, I want 3 beds, a bath, I want a fenced-in yard, I want a 2-car garage. They could just give you all them boxes to check, and you'll go find a place.
That's absolutely right. We do that for a lot of people, actually. Because the market is tight, it's hard to find what you want right away, and so that's a great way to kind of have the feelers out. Sometimes we hear about stuff that's coming up or whatever, and we just keep our eyes open, keep looking, and keep a list of who's looking for what, and that is really, really a good opportunity for us to be working for you in the background, even if there's maybe not the right house on the market at the present time. So, yeah, that's a great thought, Matt, and we do that a lot. We want to start out this morning with a home.